Mr. Watkinson, page two items.
Should be noted that I abstain, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. That'll be noted. Mr. Lane abstains.
Good morning, Commissioner, Commission members. The page two items, as we refer to those items, are those that are over $500,000 in project costs, have been subjected to our public interest review, and for which there has been no protest, and staff is recommending approval. We now have three items under that category, and I'll read each for the record. Item 2A is the City of Norfolk. They're requesting authorization to dredge approximately 19,700 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to achieve maximum navigable depths of minus 5 feet at mean low water, and to maintenance dredge approximately 10,000 cubic yards on an as-needed basis, and to install either fixed or floating buoy channel markers within Edgewater Haven in the City of Norfolk. In this case, the dredge material will be barged to the Craney Island Dredge Material Management Area for disposal. Item 2B is AT&T Corporation. It's requesting authorization to directionally drill under the Potomac River at a minimum depth of 50 feet below the stream bottom to install a utility conduit which will surface a minimum 100 feet landward of the shore of the Potomac River within the Dahlgren Wayside Park in King George County. While it's not reflected in the description here, I would note that because this is under the Potomac River, we do not assess a royalty in this situation. Item 2C, AT&T Corporation, is requesting authorization to replace an existing fiber optic communications cable with an existing conduit along a 60-mile route, which will pass through various counties and cross under Upper Machotick Creek and its tributaries, the Rappahannock River, Goldenvale Creek, Mill Creek, Maracostic Creek, the Mattapani River, Polecat Creek, Reedy Creek, Meacham's Creek, Stony Run, the Chickahominy River, and Upham Brook. Due to the condition of the conduit in the Pamunkey River, a new approximately 710-foot conduit will be directionally bored under the river, which will connect with the remainder of the existing conduit along the route. In this case, staff recommends approval with the standard ENS control measures and a royalty of $19,656 for the encroachment over 6,552 linear feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $3 per linear foot.
Any questions of Tony on any of these items? Mr. Plumlee?
On item 2D, this 60-mile route, is this an authorization to for sort of like an ongoing repair, or have they specified the lengths and areas that will be replaced, and that's what you use to calculate this this royalty?
Royalty is the entire section of state-owned submerged land that's involved in this project, since they are removing or replacing a line, placing a new line in some existing conduit, but it's the new line in some places. And then, obviously, in the Pamunkey, it's a totally new conduit. We are recommending an assessment of the royalty for the entire route involving state submerged lands.
But the staff has seen the plan and knows the sections that will actually be replaced?
Yes.
Okay.
Any other questions? Any comments from the public on any of these items? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the page two items?
Move to approve.
Motion made by Mr. Fox to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Robbins. Any discussion of the motion?
It was Mr. Schick.
Oh, it's Mr. Schick. Yes. I'm sorry.
No problem.
I wasn't. I'm sorry. Motion made by Mr. Schick. Seconded by Mr. Robbins to approve the page two items. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. Thank you.